Good morning, everyone. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. It's 7:28 a.m. on Tuesday, July 17th. Oh, boy. Merry news, everybody. Oh, well, yesterday was a big Monday. Hardly any sports on. There was just a home run derby, which was boring, and I watched. Although, it wasn't that boring. It's pretty long. We're watching people swing the lumber. It can be fun, but it just, yeah, it's too much. It was like the length of a game. Anyway, not much sports going on. There's an all-star game today. World Cup's over. So I guess the president decided, oh, it's a great time to make some news. Hey, football to worry about yet. Baseball season's on a day or two hiatus from regular play. Why not just set up a meeting with Vlad? Head over to Russia. What's up? Hey, everything's fine. I don't believe he did anything. He's a strong man. What? What? Miscalculated response. That's what happened. The president, Don Treason, he's getting the name. The name is working now. The president did not calculate properly how this would be viewed. And also, he had no choice because I said this a while ago and it's just coming, proving itself true, which is that the president has taken a loyalty oath to Vladimir Putin. I did a pod where I talked about the mafia and how things run. And you never criticize someone you have taken a made man, whatever. You never criticize someone that you are supposed to be subservient to in public. That is why Trump never criticizes Putin. Because Trump has over $1 billion in loans with the Russian Federation. I sound like a broken record. I keep telling everyone that. Because that's the reason why he does this. It's kind of funny because what the news did is the news keeps trying to get you to answer the question. The way they report this is, well, it's obvious that Vladimir Putin has something on the president. He must have compromising information on the president. There's no other explanation. When it's so simple and obvious and has been there in plain sight for a long time, which is just the loans. It's all about the business. You understand that when you operate, the president, Donald Trump, operates in what I call the cocaine lifestyle. The cocaine lifestyle involves you running at 1,000 miles an hour, not caring about what you're destroying behind you, never really worrying about the consequences of your actions, but just living for the moment and speaking off the cuff. Like, that's the way the president lives. When you do that, you run around trying to make deals and you're constantly in need of cash because you're always running around spending it on coke, right? It's the cocaine lifestyle. And I don't know if the president does drugs. I would not be surprised if he does. It would make sense that he does, and he lies about everything. So saying that when he says he doesn't drink or use drugs or whatever, it's probably a lie because he lies about everything. You just have to look at him that way. It's tough to do, but you know, he delivers his message so eloquently in this Trump way that it's tough to call him on everything. But he's just lying about almost everything, really. That's what he does. It's a pathological liar. So when he goes over to Russia and meets with Vlad, and Vlad is manipulating him, figuring out what he's going to do to try to advance the Russian Federation. And the president has no choice but to listen to him. Because if he doesn't, Vlad's going to up the interest rate or pull all the loans on the president's international business and domestic American business. All that money that came in from Deutsche Bank is one source, also Kazakhstan. Banks in Kazakhstan are being manipulated by the Russians to feed money and funnel it into the president. There's the Qatar situation where Kushner and the president strong-armed the Qataris into making a loan for them as instead of retribution from Saudi Arabia or what else we were trying to do. It's over a billion. It's probably well over a billion. I don't have the entire number. I'm sure that the special counsel has a much better idea of how much money the president owes the Russians. It's clearly enough to get the president to do whatever Vladimir Putin says. Now, you can call this treason, you can call this conspiracy, you can call it money laundering, as many things that it is. It's It's kind of treason. It's a tough call with treason, because I used to call him Don Treason all the time. And I threw out treason this time last year. It's been about a year that I've been calling for the arrest of the president. And notice that I have not been arrested myself. Because through the discovery process, I would prove my case and therefore invalidate any arrest against me, and I would be awarded damages. Because you're allowed to malign people when you are maligning them with facts. That's the beauty of our system. So I don't get arrested calling for the arrest of the president when normally one would, because the president is a criminal. So now that the rest of the country is so upset and seeing his interaction with Putin and how he really is owned, because that's what we all saw yesterday. Now that we know this, what do we do? It's always, what do we do next? I believe we should put an electronic monitoring device on the president and arrest him and keep him confined to the White House until we imprison him. I do not think that he should be tried for treason, because we're not technically at war, even though Russia is waging a digital warfare against us. And there's nothing to say that we won't be at war with them in the future, so perhaps treason could apply. But it seems like it's more conspiracy to defraud the United States, or conspiracy against the United States. Because what the president has done is he has lied to us about his motivations. He's lied to us about his source. He refused to release his tax returns because it would have been obvious as day where he gets his money from and how poor he really is. He owes millions and billions. He does not have millions and billions. There's a tremendous difference. That's why his lawyer, Michael Cohen, didn't have the money to pay off porn star number two and had to refinance his house, because Trump doesn't have a ton of money to be dishing out to people, even his personal lawyer, because he doesn't have the money himself. Makes for a terrible situation. Anyway, okay. So president comes out, says, I side with Vlad, the problem on both sides, doesn't believe the intelligence community, essentially, right? And the left, anybody sane, is just erupting everywhere. Even the people that refuse to get political on Facebook are letting it go. Like, nobody can hold back, right? I was just like, eh. It's like, eh. I was hanging out with a friend of mine that I've known since I was 5. Hardcore Republican Trump supporter, but awesome guy. Like, best friends, it's fine. So, it's great because we're such good friends that I just unloaded on him for like 20 minutes. I was like, how can you support this? Do you believe this guy? Veins popping out of my head, right? Like, you've got to answer my question. Are you going to backtrack on this when you find out he's got $1 billion in loans to the Russians? You're going to have to put, just like a raving lunatic. And he's sitting there laughing, chuckling, just watching me, irate, emotionally out of control, venting at the news, which happens once in a while. And he gets a kick out of it. Right? And at the end of the day, I laugh too. Because when it comes to, like, what are we going to do? I think that this is kind of the answer. Because it worked with Scott Pruitt eventually by having him resign at the EPA. And I think it won't work with the president resigning, but it will work with those who can remove the president, which are the, you know, Congress and senators. Even before the midterms, it's possible. Because if we all unite and just broadcast the truth to everyone that wants to ignore and run away and not admit that they are wrong, eventually they get fed up and they just want us to go away. Because they can't stand being yelled at all the time. And I think that that is the answer. I think you go to your Republican congressmen, your Republican senators, and you go to their office and you speak to them in terms that they can understand, saying, why are you supporting this treasonous president? Do you understand that supporting this treasonous president could land you in prison as a co-conspirator yourself if you refuse to accept the facts? You know he has these loans to the Russian government. You've seen the classified information. How dare you not impeach? What is wrong with you? Why do you favor Vladimir Putin? Why do you favor a human rights violator who kills people on foreign soil with chemical weapons. Not the one in England recently, because they actually didn't die, but they've killed other people. You know, what was it, Brzezinski? I think it was Boris Brzezinski that killed him too. A couple other people. Anyway, we just keep pushing, because it's not acceptable. We here in America, we fight for our democracy. We believe in what's right. And those that are being duped by the propaganda, even Fox News turned around real quick yesterday. And Neil Cavuto and Shep Smith, people called him out and said this is unacceptable. And I think that what we're witnessing is that there's a lot of people who were sitting on the edge, who knew this is wrong, who are paying attention, but feared retribution from the president and his allies if they spoke up against him. And what happened in Russia, what happened in Finland, what happened in Helsinki, did not stay in Helsinki. And so it kind of became this wave of where everybody realized, okay, I see somebody who normally doesn't criticize the president, I can jump on the bandwagon too. Everyone can finally release and let loose, because there's no counter argument. Like siding with Putin because Putin says he didn't meddle when all the facts point in the other direction is exactly what it looks like. It is a compromised president. And I know why. If you had $1 billion in loans to Putin, you would do whatever he says as well. Because think about it. His business is gone. What happens to Trump after he's not president anymore? He's going to be in jail, so that's fine. But what about his family's business? I mean, they're going to lose all of that because their loans are coming from foreign governments and they're no longer going to have the power. That's why it's imperative for Trump to maintain perpetual power, because as soon as he is out of power, he's done. He's done for good. And so's the family. And he knows this. And so they're going to fight to the death. And it is important for us to remain focused and to not allow those who want to bury their head in the sand to make any type of decisions or to even have their voice considered. Because if you're not going to accept the truth, we're not going to listen to you. We are going to move on and make decisions without you. Sorry, but it's time for the adults to take over. And I'm not going to wait for there to be a chemical weapon attack, a biological attack, an attack on our infrastructure, which there is kind of happening right now. I'm not going to sit back and wait and have this fool in power who wants to protect his own power by supporting Vladimir Putin. We are T-minus. I want Trump out of office by my birthday. That's July 30th. Okay, that's 13 days out of office in 2 weeks. We got a fortnight, everybody. Let's do it. Nobody shuts their mouth. Nobody allows this to continue. We ask the question if Mike Pence is a traitor, because that's the next one. I think he is. And I would go with Paul Ryan, because I don't like Paul Ryan very much, but I'll accept him at this point. That's the remedy that our Constitution has come up with. And if there are any pardons coming for people involved with this, we fight those pardons in court and we invalidate those pardons because they are obstruction of justice in themselves. And we fight them with the legal framework that exists, and we do not allow Putin to continue to destroy this country through the president. That is all. Let us unite. We've got 2 weeks. Let's get him out.